And here is, again, what you can do. If you want to get on board, 800-288-9227, 800-288-9227. You can also send us a text at 68683, put MRN as the first word, 68683. If you've got a question for Trooper Dial, get on board right now at 800-288-9227. All right, Trooper Dial, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, we have been thinking a lot about the CBSA Road Check 2009, which starts tomorrow, starts Tuesday, right?
Well, actually, it's some states kicked it off, are going to kick it off today.
Okay, on Monday? All right.
Yes.
Okay, because so, the CBSA is advertising the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. But
correct.
But I guess that's where the brunt of the activity would take place.
That is correct.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
There'll be some states that'll run it 5 days. There'll be the bulk of the states will do it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
My brother had a lot of questions. He, of course, they have a lot of their safety guys will get together with their drivers. Now, they're oil field guys, so they may not be on the road all week long. They may be on site all week.
Yes.
So they will, but he said, you know, I want to make sure I'm prepared. What do I need to do? So what is the objective here with Road Check 2009? Or I guess really more practically speaking, what is it that a company or an owner-operator can do to be prepared for Road Check 2009? What's the main focus of this event?
Well, the main focus is a concentrated effort to make sure that the commercial vehicles traveling up and down the highways are the safest they can be. Typically, throughout the year, drivers may or may not ever come into contact with a DOT inspector. This is something CVSA and FMCSA has put together to where they get all of the states on these 3 days, some of them it's 5 days, but they go out and make a concentrated effort to try to get their hands on as many drivers and trucks that they can inspect.
Right.
Just to make sure that commercial traffic traveling up and down the road are the safest they can be.
Yeah. Is there another event? I thought in years past there were two events like this. One was announced, Road Check each year was announced. Was there another type of concerted effort with Canada or the USA and Mexico? Was there another event each year?
Yes, there's what we call Break Check.
Okay.
They have one in the first half of the year that is unannounced.
Right.
Of course, law enforcement knows what day it's going to be.
Right.
But the motoring public, the truck drivers, do not know. And then in September, they will have the one that is announced. And that's the one where, and in fact, both of them, the one that is unannounced and the one that is announced, it's called break check. All they are looking for is a brake violation.
Right. Okay.
And they will go out and do what we call level four inspections and isolate just the brakes and brake components.
I would have to believe that the results of Brake Check 2000 or Brake Check in any year and Road Check are vastly different.
Oh, yes, they are.
They're because you're not getting the word out. You're not promoting that event.
Yes.
And those drivers, those companies are failing those.
Oh yes,
the
number of out of service, as well as the number of violations that we find on the one that is unannounced,
right.
It goes way up. The one that happens in September that is announced, the numbers usually fall back in line with what they are doing road check.
Yeah, so we've been told by officials, and I've read articles that you can expect if you're placarded.
Yes.
Then you can expect to definitely get pulled over.
Yes.
But aside from hazmat, is it pretty much guaranteed if you pass a weigh station? Where are these? Are these at rest areas? Are these weigh stations? Where are these taking? Where's the event set up?
Depending upon how the state is set up, a lot of the states, if they have the port of entries,
right.
They'll set them up at the port of entries. Some of them, like with Texas, we have no port of entries.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have back, I think, in 96 was the last year, where we would have troopers from all over the state come to one location.
Right.
Now then, each region in the state selects their location. The one here in Dallas, theirs is going to be on Interstate 20 down at Terrell.
Right.
The guys up in the Panhandle, they're liable to be on Interstate 40.
Right.
Or they could be on 287.
Mm-hmm. Will there be multiple stops in that region, or will they have one?
There will be one location within each region.
Okay.
And typically they will try to concentrate on one particular road, like the guys out of Houston, because New Mexico and Louisiana both have Interstate 10 covered.
Right.
They may concentrate on Interstate 45.
Mm.
The guys out in the Midland-Odessa area, I think they typically go to the Air Force Base out there at Big Springs.
Right.
And that's where they have theirs. The guys down at the border along the valley, they'll probably have theirs at, you know, some of the roads that run parallel to the Rio Grande River.
So if you're driving along that and you come upon the scene, what are you going to expect? Are you going to expect to be, because if it's not like a way station and there's no indicator that you need to pull over, what can you expect? Are they going to have traffic rerouted, or how will that be set up?
A lot of it's going to depend on where they use, like the one out in Big Springs. They actually have troopers lined up along the interstate.
Right.
Truck goes by. Stop that truck. Okay, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually go into one of the big hangars.
Right.
And that's where they do the inspection. And then once they get through, the trooper goes back out, sits along the interstate. Another truck goes by, pulls that one in. But they'll, you know, you'll have anywhere from 8, 9, 10 troopers working, like at 20. You'll have 8 troopers on one side and 8 troopers on the other side.
Wow.
And they'll do that for 3 shifts. And so the truck driver that is approaching the waste strip, they'll typically have the sergeant is the one that controls the lights. We want to make sure that the traffic does not back out onto the interstate. If it does, they shut the light off, work what they've got, they'll flip the light back on again. Just because you're one of the ones that got directed in doesn't necessarily mean that you will or will not be inspected.
Yeah.
As long as traffic's not backed out on the interstate, the light will stay green, or the exit will stay active,
mm-hmm.
making sure everybody takes the exit.
Right.
And while they've got them all lined up inspecting, the sergeant is usually watching the trucks as they go through. Spot check. Hey, let me see your logbook.
Right.
Show him your logbook. Move on down the road.
Yeah.
If he finds one that comes through that has a real obvious equipment defect, pull over here, driver. We'll get somebody there to do an inspection on you.
Yeah. Yeah. One person we were talking with on Friday about this was Ray Greers, the CEO of Great White, but he was essentially. What they're doing is they're doing a lot of communication with their drivers on how to eliminate your downtime during one of these stops. And the first thing is of course, everything within your control, making sure your logs are up to date, just making sure everything is in order, everything that you're responsible for keeping in
yes.
order, making sure that it's all in order.
Yes.
So that's something you can definitely, you know, maybe save some time on. Coming up in just a few minutes, I want to talk to you about what you know about the state of Minnesota. They have what's called a driver fatigue checklist. You were one of the first to tell me about this. And, of course, OIDA has stepped in. But I want you to get me up to speed on what you know about it and where this might be going. And also, driver sent us a text right after your appearance last month on the program and asking about having a beer in his sleeper when he's not driving. And I want to ask you about that and more coming up. Drivers, if you want to get on board, you can do so right now. You got a hours of service or regulation question, you can do so. 800-288-9227. You can text that at 68683. Put MRN as the first word, and we'll get that question on for you as well. Again, 68683. Make sure you put MRN as the first word. Get on board. Ask the Law for June 1st, 2009 at 800-288-9227.
It's the Midnight Radio Network, 800-288-9227. Gary McNamara along with Eric Harley.
Trooper Monty Dial, retired of the Texas Highway Patrol, is in here for Ask the Law. Get on board at 800-288-9227 if you've got questions about regulations, hours of service, and much, much more. I want to bring this to you. Ask the Law, of course, the website askthelaw.org. Old Blue USA is going to have just in time for Road Check 2009. A new 2009 logbook presentation online, cdlsafety.org. Or you can go to the website askthelaw.org, click on the big blue button that says 2009 logbook presentation from Old Blue USA. It's free. The 80-page logbook, 80 pages.
Yes.
Wow. This presentation has been driver-tested by Trooper Dial, Sergeant Jim, at the Ask the Law seminars held last year. At two truck shows, the Great West Truck Show and the Great American Trucking Show, with overwhelming response from drivers and fleets. Also, June 25th through the 27th, that's the Great West Truck Show in Las Vegas. If you want to step up and ask a question, you can do so. It's booth number, in fact, two different booth numbers, 1060 and 1065. There will be free hourly vehicle inspections with the Nevada Highway Patrol and Texas Highway Patrol, with logbook demonstrations by the Ask the Law team. Sergeant Trooper, Senior Trooper Monty Dial, retired from the Texas Highway Patrol, and Staff Sergeant Jim Brokaw, along with other law enforcement and the Old Blue USA team. You will be out there for, is that a 3-day show?
Three-day show. Thursday,
wow.
Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah. I will not be able to make it, but our crew's going to be out there. We're going to be handing out prizes and everything else, and we want folks to go by. It is turning into, hopefully will grow into a really big show. Now that the folks at Randall have taken it over, I think it has a greater potential to do that. Again, June 25th through the 27th at the Great West Truck Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And RJ told me, I had a pre-show meeting with RJ over the phone, and RJ Taylor from Old Blue USA told me that anybody who wants to stop by the booth while supplies last and tell them you heard Ask the Law on the Midnight Radio Network, he will do everything in his power to give you a cap. He said he's got a few prizes, just a few, but if you're in Las Vegas, you know, in this economy, taking a trip anywhere... I wonder if the mayor of Las Vegas got any flack from the Obama administration for keeping the truck show out there in Las Vegas.
I don't think there's any bailout funds included in it.
I don't think that the trucking industry got any bailout funds. Not that I know of. Maybe indirectly with TARP, if you've got some trucks that are hauling gravel for the state. Maybe.
Right.
My father-in-law used to do that, so I don't know. Otherwise, we have heard... no official statements from either side of that equation. For those who follow the show, you know exactly what we're talking about. Coming up in just a few minutes, a question by text about having a beer in your sleeper. Can you do that? Stand by. More Ask the Law coming up
on the Midnight Radio Network. Radio Network, 800-288-9227. Gary McNamara along with Eric Harley.
Trooper Monty Dial, Senior Trooper Monty Dial, retired of the Texas Highway Patrol, is here for Ask the Law. This is Ask the Law for June 1st, 2009. The information and answers can change without notice. Comments other than those made by Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. 800-288-9227 if you want to get on board, or if you want to send us a text. And just as you were here Trooper Monty Dial, last show, someone sent us a text at 68683, put MRN as the first word. 68683. So I read it and you were already gone, but I promised I would get an answer next time you were on. It was after last month's show. Can a driver legally have a beer inside their sleeper if they're at a rest area, if they're at a truck stop? A lot of these truck stops sell beer. Can they legally drink that beer inside their sleeper?
If they are on their 10-hour break,
right,
or if they are on the 8-hour sleeper berth break.
Either one of those two.
Either one of those two, they're basically off duty, and yes, they can.
Okay, so if you're in your, let's say you split it up in 2 and 8, if you're in that 2-hour break, you cannot.
No, because the fact is you will probably still have a detectable amount of alcohol
okay.
after the 2-hour break.
All right, there you go. Is there a different level of sobriety for a commercial driver, even if they're in their private vehicle?
No, no. If a CDL driver is operating his personal vehicle, then it falls under the same rules as a passenger car operator.
Right. Okay.
So there is no differentiation between what a truck driver is held to versus what Joe Blow is held to.
But if you're operating the truck, is it .04?
.04, but here again, it's .04, and you're out of service for 24 hours, and you can have your CDL taken away, and I'll have to look up and see just exactly what the time period is, but they will come in and suspend the CDL portion of
right.
the license.
Yeah.
You still get to keep the operator's license.
Hmm.
And less than .04, then all they do is put you out of service for 24 hours, and you get a basically what we call a citation, a traffic citation.
Okay.
And that even applies up to .08, which is pretty much the norm now for a DWI or DUI charge in any vehicle. So if a truck driver gets stopped and he has a .05, all they do is write him a traffic citation for operating a commercial motor vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration of .05.
800-288-9227.
Let's go to Brian. Brian, hi. You're on the Midnight Radio Network, and you're on with retired senior trooper Monty Dial. Welcome. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How y'all doing, Trooper Dial?
Doing great.
Good. I say good morning, anyway. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys a question, Trooper Dial, specifically. In these DOT checks, the safe checks,
yes.
DOT check 2009,
yes, sir.
Are they going to be issuing citations or are they going to be warnings? And do they go against your driving record as far as if it, even if it was written up as a warning to get the problem repaired, whatever that they troubleshoot and find out what was wrong with the vehicle, whether it's a brakes or a leak or whatever, and say it's a warning, does that go on your driving record when, say, you go to get your license renewed or they do, say you go out for a new job application and they check your driving record, do those warning citations, do they pop up on your driving record?
Brian, if you go through a DOT inspection, and here again, a lot of it is going to depend on the actual DOT inspector. Some of them take it that they do not want to issue citations. We have other DOT inspectors that get real aggressive. So it's just going to depend on who's doing the inspection. If a warning is issued for a defect that was found, no, those warnings do not go on your driving record at all. All they will go is they'll be reported to FMCSA, and they will show up on the carrier profile.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Do appreciate
okay,
it, Brian. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Really good question as to what happens, and really, I guess, any inspection process, because this could happen outside of road check.
Oh, yes, yes. And here again, it's left up to each individual officer. He's the one that makes the determination as to whether or not a citation is going to be issued.
Right.
RJ and I got into a discussion the other day, and we got to talking about some stuff that happens out in California. And he was saying that the California Highway Patrol troopers, pretty much if they find an out-of-service item,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get a ticket.
Right.
That's just the way California is.
Right.
And I said, you know, when I was working the road, there's been many times that I've sat there and put somebody out of service and never wrote them a ticket. And I said a prime example is has to do with load securement. You find somebody that's got a flatbed hauling a load of shingles under the load securement requirements. They got to have two straps on the front. If they don't, they're out of service. He's got one strap. He's required two.
Right.
I just sit there and dean a carrier profile with an out of service. Tell the driver, hey, let's go down here to the next truck stop, put another strap on it, and see you later. And never would issue a citation.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's, here again, that's just the difference between each individual officer.
Right.
And, you know, there could be another trooper come right behind me. Oh, no, if you got an out of service, we're going to write a ticket. You live what you feel comfortable with.
Sure, sure. I want to remind folks, the logbook presentation, it is a brand new 2009 logbook presentation at the website, cdlsafety.org, or you can also go to askthelaw.org and click on the big blue button that says 2009 logbook presentation from Old Blue USA. It's free. It's 80 pages. And it's been tested by, in fact, Trooper Dial and others. I know that R.J. Taylor from Old Blue USA wanted me to point out that several pages, I believe he said 15 pages, will be on splitting the sleeper berth, the 2 and the 8, and I guess there are several different scenarios there that you guys have under that situation.
Yes, what we do is we start off one with definitions.
Right.
You know, we want to make sure everybody understands what the definition is. Then we go through and say, okay, these are the rules. You know, you can't drive past 11, you can't drive past 14,
mm-hmm.
you can't drive past 70. And then we actually start going in and actually showing you the four rest options, examples of how each one of the rest options work.
Right.
Then we get into working the 11-hour rule, showing all four rest options, which one of the rest options is the split sleeper berth. So there's examples in the 11-hour rule. There's examples in the 14-hour rule how to use the new split sleeper berth to accumulate an equivalent of 10 hours of rest.
Okay. I think that's important because I think a lot of drivers – just feel, you know, pretty confounded right now that they can't, they feel like it's maybe too difficult and cannot split up that 10 into 2 and 8, and they don't know how to get back on track or how to stay legal by doing that. I think it's important to know how to do that because, as we've mentioned, I don't know how many times, countless times on this program, it's important to have those options. If you
yes.
can take a 2-hour break, legally, you need to do that. Anytime that you feel you're too tired, no matter what the logbook says, I think you need to pull over and rest. There's absolutely, I don't think there's anybody that would argue with that.
Well, the driver can take and still take his 10-hour break.
Right.
And let's say, for an example, that the driver leaves California and he's headed to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously along the way, there's going to be a situation that he's going to sit there and drive his 11, take his 10,
right.
drive his 11, take his 10.
Right.
Well, in that scenario right there, he still has a 2-hour break that he can put in between the two 10s and still stay within the 14-hour rule.
Right.
A lot of them are just afraid to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I think, again, goes back to maybe feeling intimidated by the clock, the fact that your 14-hour clock is still running, or they feel maybe it's too confusing, whatever it may be, or they may feel like they're, you know, they're just at some point they're just going to break that rule. So we'll get back into that, and I want to talk more about this new thing going on in Minnesota, something you brought to me, you brought to my attention not too long ago. It's a driver fatigue checklist. Now OOIDA has gotten involved in this. And I spoke with Jamie Jones of Landline Magazine not too long ago, but we didn't talk about this particular matter. I want to get your thoughts on it and have you share with us what you know about this new situation in Minnesota coming up. Also, if you want to get on board for a Trooper Dial, you can do so at 800-288-9227. You got a question about hours of service or any other regulatory item, 800-288-9227. You can send us a text at 68683. Put MRN as the first word. We're back with Ask the Law in just a moment.
On the Midnight Radio Network. Eric Harley, Gary McNamara, and Senior Trooper retired Monty Dial with us here. Ask the Law, and to you we go. Raymond on 20 in Georgia. Raymond, hi. You're on the Midnight Radio Network. Welcome. Hi.
Well, thank you. Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, line one or line two? What's the difference? Can I just use line one?
When?
When I stop and, like, I go to the rest stop, have dinner, use the facilities, come back to bed.
Are you taking your 10-hour break, or are you taking an 8-hour break?
My 10-hour on the line one.
Okay.
Raymond, the easiest thing to do is when you're out of the truck, show line one. When you're in the truck, show line two, the sleeper berth. One of the rest options, rest option number three, says a combination of off-duty and sleeper berth, uninterrupted for 10 hours, there's your 10-hour break.
But the uninterrupted line one is sufficient?
Well, the thing is, you get into a situation where if you had a trooper that was real aggressive, he could take and issue a citation and put you out of service for falsifying your log.
Because it's not feasible that all that time was spent line one.
Right.
Okay. So essentially, log it as
like
you do it. Log it like you do it, and as long as it's between line one and line two, you're
correct.
Fine. Right.
Yeah. It's
you can sleep for 2 hours, and then get out of the truck for 2 hours.
When I go to a truck show, I always have an example that I use where a driver goes line one, line two, line one, line two, and he does this for 10 hours.
Right.
The driver has met his 10-hour break.
It's fine. All right, more with Trooper Dial in our second hour of Ask the Law coming up in just a moment. Get on board right now.
On the Midnight Radio Network.
Hello, this